B-Pod Studios.
30.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, this is going to be interesting because Ted Johnson, you know Ted Johnson, he does work here at the station. He's on NBC Sports Boston before and after every Patriot game. And we have Bob Kelly.
His thumbs are in shape.
I know. we've been through all of this with him. It's disturbing. But one guy is a football player that played for the Patriots and knows Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. And one guy is a guy who's been in movies and has been in television. All right, so a debate this week is that, okay, there is a show that's on Netflix starring Paul Rudd, where I guess the idea of this show is that you go get cloned, but the place you get cloned is in a strip mall, and it's like an Asian massage parlor. So there's a scene where Brady comes out of this Asian massage parlor, which is, like, obviously looks exactly where Kraft got caught. And he goes and he gets into a limousine, which Kraft got into. Now, the guy who created the show and was running the show said he had written this a long time ago, but they shot it after the Kraft situation. So he said he couldn't, like, believe that Brady agreed to do it still. Now, there are people like Rich who believe that he was duped. Tom Brady was duped because they shot it in front of a green screen.
Tom Brady said that he showed up and there was a green screen there. And when he was asked about it, you know, they said, well, you know, I would never hurt Robert Kraft. When I showed up, it was a green screen that I did it in front of.
He never denied knowing it, though.
I did see that.
Okay. So, I mean, but he, by saying he did it in front of a green screen, he's saying that I didn't know what I was walking out of.
I don't know that because he never said that. But Bob, is that unusual?
When I saw that interview, by the way, and I saw him kind of snap.
Yeah.
And my first thing, when you get mad, you did something.
You're busted. Yeah.
You did
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
When you get mad, you did something. You're trying to, and I never see Brady mad.
Yeah.
And he got a little mad, like, why are you doing, so I think he was in front of a green screen. I think he knew what he was doing. He said he shot it a year ago.
No, he actually shot it after all this
but
happened.
But in that interview, he said that was shot a year ago.
And he said it was written
a year ago. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I think he knew about it. I thought he was like, let's just do it and see what happens. And because it's funny.
It is funny.
There's nothing not funny about
it. I don't even think it's a big deal.
The joke was, when I saw it that morning, first thing I thought was, oh, my God, Brady gives zero Fs. Like, the balls on this guy. Oh, my goodness.
And the people
didn't know he had it in him.
The people that like Kraft, it made me like him more.
Same with me.
The fact that he is just one of us. Going in there and, all right, roll over. Okay. Have you been here before? No. Ooh, volcano. Makes me love that gazillionaire even more.
All right. So from a football standpoint,
yes.
Ted,
yes,
when you saw that, are you thinking, are you buying what Brady is selling, or do you think this was indeed somewhat of a shot at Robert Kraft?
I think it was somewhat of a shot. My gut instinct, it feels like a little bit like it was a shot where you could have deniability, right? You could also say, well, I didn't know, or there was a green screen. So I feel like, you know, and here's the thing is, you've seen Tom. There's been signs and there's been enough evidence to suggest that Tom isn't quite happy this year. I mean, have you ever seen him act the way he's acting this year, as far as just kind of being, you know, pouty and just mopey about this receiving core, just very critical of the Antonio Brown release. A lot of things that just kind of add up to Tom's not happy, and it goes back to, I think, the summer when he was not happy with the fact that he didn't have a contract, and then he did get a contract, and it was really for just, you know, a 1-year deal. And that, and so I can just tell he's not happy with his current situation here. So my feeling is, you know, he knew what was going on. You can't say that he didn't know what the scene was, what was going on.
Well, you could say that he was told that he was coming out of a clinic.
No way.
And that the green screen was there. And then after that joke happened, they were like, well, that's why we're going to bring a green screen.
Clinic?
No way.
What was it? 92? What is he going to get AIDS?
Well, no, it's what, to clone like a, people. It's a clinic that clones people.
But they could
have told him, all right, so here's the story.
Right.
It's about people being cloned. They go to this clinic and they get cloned. And the whole joke had nothing to do with being a spa. That he was perfect.
He knew the joke. I think Tom Brady's funny. Remember his commercial he did for Dick's Sporting Goods when he had his clothing line? When he was punching the thing and he was flipping on, I don't have an accent.
That was good.
Tom Brady has funny in him. I think he did this knowing it was funny. I think Kraft probably said, dude, there's no way he didn't tell Kraft, look, I'm going to film this thing.
I don't know about that.
But hang on.
I
think the sensitivity level right now.
But if there's a script, and I understand he wasn't at table readings, I understand that. You have to imagine in that show, that's a running joke that it looks like an Asian massage parlor. Yeah. Like, that's part of the joke.
It's huge.
And if that's where he goes in every time, that's not like some random thing that they wrote for Brady. That's a joke in the show.
Right.
That it looks like this rundown Asian spa, but in fact, it's this place where they're doing these crazy experiments.
But when you do these things, there's so much political correctness. There's so much stuff behind the scenes that they don't want to offend anybody or be sued by anybody. Everything has to be run up the chain to those people. Look, we're going to do this. You have to tell him. He has to know what he's walking into. You can't just set Tom Brady up to look like a piece of garbage walking. You know what I mean? He knew. I'm telling you, you don't think his relationship with Kraft, he was like, look, I'm going to film this. He just threw that out there.
Yeah, there's no way he told him.
I'm 1,000% sure. No way he told him.
I don't know how close football. I always assume it's like the movies where the owner and they have dinner together and they're friends like family.
Well, I think it's probably that way, Bobby, with this owner and this quarterback. I don't think that's typical. I think that's...
So you don't think if they're that close, I'm going to go, yo, listen, I'm going to go film this thing. It's about this. Is that cool?
Yeah, here's the thing. I hear what you're saying. I just don't think they're maybe as close as we maybe thought they were. Okay. I just think something's fractured, in my opinion.
Well, how about this, Bobby? So after Antonio Brown got kicked off the team, yeah. Antonio Brown put out that tweet about Robert Kraft going to massage parlors. And you would think if you were a friend of Robert Kraft's, you would be like, all right, dude, and you would kind of stay away. But since then, Tom Brady has liked almost every Instagram post or tweet that Antonio Brown has put out.
I think Tom has a sense of humor.
Stuff makes me like him more. I gotta be honest, it makes me like him more, too,
the fact that he's not politically correct about that stuff. Look, he voted for Trump. He's not politically correct. He's the best quarterback of all time, and he does have a sense of humor. And he's a gazillionaire, and his wife's smoking. His kids are good looking. I mean, do what you want. I mean, right?
Okay. I'm getting a report that Paul Rudd admitted yesterday on Stern that the producers did dupe Brady.
They duped him.
Yeah,
really.
That's according to a tweet I see here. But I'll look into that.
Ooh, double check.
That is because
one thing, the producer has been quiet ever since that interview. Yeah. Ever since Brady came out, he hasn't said a word.
All right.
So Paul Rudd apparently said yesterday on Stern that the producers did indeed trick him.
Well, let's see. Head over to Mark's friggin'. And that has the whole thing.
I guess we'll see. We'll find out.
That's right.
That's some deceitful stuff. If they did that, that's deceitful.
I'm telling you, why have the green screen?
So what?
If you're not going to change what he's coming out of.
Was it a Whole Foods?
No, it was like a strip mall. Oh, I think they just told him you're either coming out of a clinic,
right?
Or you're coming out of like. Think about this. Tom Brady probably thinks when you say a spa, look at the spas he goes to, probably with Giselle. It's like these like multi-million-dollar places and stuff. Yeah. I guarantee you, there's no way they told him you're coming out of an Asian spa.
Yeah, just one of those wicker Chinese little folding doors that separate you from the next guy. Sure, you have to hold in everything.
During the break.
That is a sound.
All right, I am looking for
that. Robert Kraft?
They talked a lot about the Brady Bunch during that thing.
Six rings!
All right, we'll look it up. We'll go to commercial. We'll come back. And then obviously we got some stuff we got to talk about with Ted. And I mean, the Josh Gordon thing's been interesting, and we'll get to that too.
Paul Rudd says Howard said he loved the idea that Tom Brady was cloned on the show. Paul said that's exactly the kind of guy you'd clone. He said they sent him the scripts like a year and a half ago, and he was so touched that he did it. He said he found humor, the humor of it. Howard said he thought it was funny.
He was outside a massage parlor in the episode. Paul said he felt bad for Tom Brady when that was going on. He said this guy was making fun of himself. Howard said the show is very good. So your
source, once again, that's just someone on Twitter.
Your source is wrong.
But isn't that, I mean, doesn't that make sense? So it's like, are you read a year ago before it happened, correct?
Yes, it was written, yeah.
Okay, so he read it a year ago before it happened. Thought it was funny. Let's do it. Then it happened. He's like, ah, it's still funny. Let
yeah,
me do
Tom,
it.
So this, and believe me, this Mark's friggin' guy is a bit of a psychopath. He basically transcribes everything he does. But yeah, according to this, he never said that Tom Brady was duped. So suck it, internet. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Lynch on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you going back to New York, Bobby?
I'm on a 9:20 train.
Do you want to get out of here now? I don't want you to miss your train.
I got an hour, right?
Yeah.
And how far is South Station?
Not terribly far.
South Station?
South Station. Sorry, what did I say?
South Station. Yeah. No, that's a train.
Yeah, 2 miles, but it's about to take an hour to get there.
Is it?
No, you're three exits away, and you get off right at South Station. Like, it brings you right to it. It's exit 20, right down
25
here.
25 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes.
Yeah, it'll take you 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I feel like I should leave now. I mean, this guy's really,
Dan just said in my ear.
Now we're going to get there.
Dan just said in my ear, do you want, Bobby should probably leave after this break because he has a train. And I wanted to make sure that
I'm good.
I wanted to make sure that you're okay.
Right? It's not an hour, though. You're freaking me out.
No, you'll be fine.
All right. So one more thing about Brady, and this has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, is that Schefter came out with a report that said that Tom Brady had sold his house here and that Guerrero, his trainer, had sold his house and said this could be the end of the Brady era. And what we know about Schefter is he gets his information. I was thinking about this yesterday. What we know about Schefter is he gets his information. He's, you know, he has his contacts. He has his connections. This information was obviously fed to him. I don't think he went to the real estate pages and found out Guerrero sold his house. So, Ted, I'll ask you, is this something that Brady is leaking to Schefter or Brady's people are leaking to Schefter?
I think that news was out there already.
Because we've been talking about it for...
No, but him selling the house, but Guerrero selling the house. Have we been talking about that?
Oh, it's been on the airwaves here. I
mean, yeah. Okay, for a while.
Yeah,
okay,
for a while.
So. Okay, so let's put the timing of the Schefter thing then. Do you think Schefter... do you think the reason... Schefter just came out last week and said it, though, or this week.
Well, I think before the game.
I think the reason he was talking about it was because they had a Patriots game on Monday Night Football, right. And it was ESPN. I think that's
exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think that, like, Brady's people leaked anything to Schefter, like, you know, hey
maybe you float this out there to
that would be very, I could see that being something to happen, yes.
So do you believe...
I think Tom wants that out there, yes.
Okay, so you do. So do you think, I know Tom wants that out there, do you think this is a negotiating tactic, or do you think that he might actually leave?
Oof. I can't envision him being on another team. I really can't. So, but it's interesting if he's not going to go play for another team, and he's really only and he only really wants to play for the Patriots, which I truly believe. I don't think Tom wants to play for any other team. It's the only thing I can think of. If you put your house up for sale and your trainer's house up for sale, and you negotiate a contract where after this year you're basically a free agent for the first time in your career here in 20 years. The only thing I can think of is that he's going to probably retire. And that's the one thing I can only think. It's like he's going to retire. And there's been moves this year, you guys, that you go, okay, this team is maybe all in on this year. You know, they're doing risky deals that they never would. Antonio Brown, right. He did not fit the typical profile of somebody that Bill Belichick brought in. But the contract that they gave him was ridiculous, considering they didn't have a lot of protection on that contract, right? So usually they have all the leverage at the end of the day. And then bringing in Michael Bennett a little bit, that's a little bit of a risky move. Going and trading a second-round draft pick for Mohamed Sanu, again, that's another bold move that you typically don't see the Patriots make. That gives you a signal that maybe this is an all-in kind of season, and this probably will be Tom's last season. I cannot see him going to another team also, you guys, because his legacy is so important. It is to all of us to play. If you go to another team and fail, then that tarnishes your legacy to some degree.
Michael Jordan's still the greatest of all time.
I get it, but what's
I mean,
what's
how many teams did Gretzky play for?
No. Here's what I mean. What is one of the biggest debates you will find here? It's one of my funnest, I think, more compelling debates is who's more important to this franchise over this unprecedented run for the last 20 years? Is it Bill Belichick or is it Tom Brady? And if Tom goes out there and fails, people, that's going to shift the narrative towards Bill Belichick.
It's a great point.
But what if he goes
to a team like the Bears that is stacked everywhere except for quarterback? He's got a good chance. I mean, like if he chose a team like that, he's got a good chance to succeed. And maybe in his mind, he doesn't want to always be tied to Bill Belichick. Maybe he wants that chance to at least prove to everyone that it's me and it's not Belichick.
If he's going to go to Chicago Bears, he has to believe in Nagy, the head coach. That's what I think. You know, people go, what about Tennessee? He's going to go down and play for Vrabel. Is he? I don't know. Because he's got to feel like he has a head coach. When you've gone from Bill Belichick to any other coach, there's going to be a huge drop-off. And so that's going to maybe affect whether or not he wins or loses games. So,
well, maybe he's also thinking, hey, good luck winning with Jared Stidham. Maybe that's another thing Brady's saying is, this is the time to go. You got nobody to fill that slot. We've seen how he's played when I'm not in there. Good luck. I think I have a better chance of winning with this Bears team that's stacked than you winning with Jared Stidham. So maybe this is his one movie he could make to prove to everyone that I'm the man and Bill Belichick.
And that's very well could be. And wouldn't that be fascinating?
Oh, dude, to be the best. Oh,
would that be
the most incredible
offseason ever?
Would grown men in New England cry? Like, would it be a record for the amount of grown men crying if Tom Brady left the Patriots?
Yeah, it would be sad.
you being one of them, it's okay.
Yeah, it'd be sad because, I mean, we have a weird love affair with him sexually and emotionally. But we know it's coming. I mean, we have to know that it's all coming. I mean, we've been winning for so long. It's coming.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with him. I mean, it takes a long time to sell a gazillion-dollar house. He's going to probably get his retirement home, get his stuff ready, and maybe play one more year, and then that's it. And he doesn't need to be his roots here. He's probably going to go plant his roots where his roots are going to be, wherever that is. And you got to start you have to start moving that truck way ahead of time.
Yeah.
You can't wait till next year. If you don't come back, you're going to start now. I think this might be his last year, and I hope it is. I hope he retires. If he goes to another team, if he doesn't pull a Larry Bird,
are you rooting against that team or are you rooting for them?
I'm gonna kind of be mad at him for doing that.
It's okay, like, depends on
enough
the
is enough,
so,
dude.
So you've chosen your loyalty. It's not to Brady. It's to the Patriots. Like if he ends up going, because we were talking about how great would it be if he went to the Steelers.
That was my pick.
Ultimate
my
heel
pick
turn.
Is he leaves here. Roethlisberger's not ready, and he goes plays for Pittsburgh.
Dude, heads would explode here.
Great,
you want to talk about where's your loyalty?
But if he doesn't do good and the Pats do good,
they won't.
He's done.
They won't.
He's done. But Belichick. I mean, they say that he could take my grandmother and make her a good quarterback. She could win 6 games, and she's dead. I mean.
All right. Well, Bobby Kelly.
Good to see you, Bobby.
Yes, guys. Thanks so much, guys.
The Riotcast Network, the shows.
Riotcast Network, yeah. We got the Chipperson Show.
Apologize to Chip for me.
I will.
Devastating performance.
I think it's, it's great. That's exactly what he wanted.
Okay, well.
Yeah, he loves that.
I am the clown.
Gonna do it next year. This Saturday night, under 100 tickets, $30 a pop, Creeps with Kids, Bennington, the great Bennington, the great Jim Florentine, the legend, as he calls himself, Rich Voss, and myself, we're doing a big show, and then we're doing a half-hour parenting panel at the end. Ask whatever you want. And then I'm coming back for Comics Come Home.
Yes,
nice. Which is at the Garden, which...
I will be there for that.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. I mean, this Burr's going to be there.
How's playing the Garden? Have you done it before?
I've done it 5 times.
Is it tough? Jesus. That's got to be tough.
It's a crowd that's with you, right? Kind of?
Well, the first time I did... It's good, easy for me because the first time I did it was the old Garden, and I got booed off the stage by 14,000 people. Okay. So it's only up
It's a charity event, right?
Not that one.
Oh, you were doing it with Dane Cook?
Yeah, that was so devastating to have stuff thrown at you from your hometown people. Going back, it's nothing. And 17,000 people, you're only doing the first couple rows. Everything else is just dots.
Yeah.
But if you bomb, let me tell you something, dude. It shakes your heart.
Yeah.
It shakes. You feel it in your bones. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to bomb. And this show, I've always had to go up after these. I remember the year I did it, Wanda went up and something happened.
Oh, she mentioned like Trump or something like that.
She was doing funny jokes about Trump, and apparently, but it was a funny joke.
Right, right.
And they turned, and then Nick DiPaolo went up after her, which I don't know who put that lineup together. That is,
I'm surprised they didn't fight, like in a physical fight.
Who would ever do that? And he went up and rah, 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 he started screaming. They turned on him, half loved him, half didn't. And then Burr had to go up and turn it all around.
Yeah.
And then I had to follow Burr.
Oh, wow.
Which is like he's the number one comic in the country. So I literally was backstage just shaking my pants. But it was all great. The crowds are great. And, I'm excited to do it this year. Watch I bomb this year.
No.
Well, no. We'll see what happens.
It's a big feel-good affair.
Guys, thanks for having me on. You guys are the best. Good seeing you.
Hey, Bobby, we really appreciate it. Ted Johnson is going to stick around until 9 o'clock. Then we talk to Danny Ainge. Here are the headlines.
98.5. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Up. This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got Rich at about a 20 right now. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. Rich is the one guy that thinks Tom Brady was duped.
On a scale of 1 to 5, he's a 20.
So out of
like a blind dog in a meat house. Right?
So wow. Mark Sfregan is a website that transcribes the Howard Stern show, and they have
it encapsulates it. Like it doesn't transcribe it.
Rich, here is his breakdown of the Paul Rudd interview. Okay, it starts here, and it ends here.
Yes, and that's not a transcription.
It goes over every single thing he said.
The only reason I'm saying is, as I was contacted by...
You want to be right so badly.
Well, that's part of it, yes. But I've had 2 different people say he admitted it.
2 people out of our entire audience.
Okay.
Keep telling Rich it happened because his head might literally explode.
If anyone has audio of this...
He's running around the station like a... Like, no one... And then I go... You don't think anyone else would report this? He goes, it just shows how many people listen to Howard Stern. Yes, millions upon millions
say,
of people.
I know. Millions of people.
The stuff that happens
Stern.
On his show is constantly reported about.
The phrase touchdown dance was incorporated here.
Has he gone insane today?
This one is a little... Well, just asking everybody if they have a subscription to this, what we would need to get. It's a quite
Do you think this is about getting the audio, or is this about being proven right?
Because it's about getting the audio, if it's out there.
No, but you think it's...
If it's out there, we'll get it.
Is it a big story?
No,
if he admits
no
that Tom Brady was
it.
Duped. No.
If it's true, yeah, it would be
and Paul Rudd said
yes.
that
it
Tom Brady was duped.
Piece of the cover. That's a puzzle. That's
dude,
true.
That's a yep. big story.
Yes, but no one is reporting on it, and the interview happened yesterday.
Option B is still very much there, in which you want to stand over everyone and dance a little
bit. In which I have admitted, I'm going to dance here, and I'm going to do double Freedom Rockets in all your faces. If that's right. There's no shame in me wanting to be right in this situation.
No, but there is a certain amount of decorum. I mean, you're running around like a maniac based on 2 tweets.
It's 2 tweets to me, and then there was on the internet. That's where I first saw it. On the internet, someone had reported it.
Who?
It was a guy. It wasn't a news source. A guy. It was
on Twitter?
Yes.
So you've seen three people on Twitter. I've given you Mark's Freakin', and no one else has reported on
since
it.
Since we've talked about it, yes. In the last 20 minutes.
Bird, you hold up fingers, and I have no idea what you're doing. You held up the number one.
I think he's trying to tell you that there's a caller in line one.
And by the way, if it's wrong, I still find it interesting because I want to hear what Paul Rudd had to say about the filming. I think that that's interesting.
Yeah, I told you what he said. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a subscription to the service. I just listened to the interview. I can even tell you at 49 minutes into the interview is when they talk about this. Paul Rudd says two things. First thing he actually says is he sent them scripts a year and a half ago. So now he even admits he was sent the scripts for the show. So enough about this. He didn't know whatever. He had the scripts, or his people had the scripts. The second thing that I think people are looking at in terms of was he duped, Paul Rudd, who's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, says, for the first time ever, I felt bad for Tom Brady. Mostly because, you know, he's a Chiefs fan, so why would he feel bad for Tom Brady? He said after the report started coming out in Boston that he felt bad for him. And that that Tom Brady, he said, got the joke about his perfection. Nothing about the fact that it was at an Asian spa. So what Paul Rudd was referring to was that.
There was nothing about him being duped. There was nothing about... Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Aha! Can we put this to rest now?
No! I want to hear it! No, we can't put it to rest. You don't want to be wrong. That's what it is. Fred does not want
Rich,
to be wrong.
You have not done this for a long time.
How bad would Fred hate it if he's wrong?
Oh, I don't think he would really care all that much.
Would I enjoy being right more, or would Fred hate being wrong?
Enjoy being right way more than Fred would enjoy being wrong. Hate being wrong.
I don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll enjoy it a lot, but Fred will be really pissed if he's wrong.
Why are you looking at me like this?
What did I do?
You just happened to be in the way.
I'm not the one. I've talked to no other person has had that opinion.
Just happened to be in the way when Rich and I started talking about this.
Now he's becoming defensive. This hasn't happened in so long. I haven't done anything. I've done nothing. I don't say I have a unique take on the situation.
Rich. Put it this way, if you happen to be right in this situation, we'd hear pre-produced stuff and sounders for a week.
No.
Yes.
No, that I wouldn't do.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have a good 5 minutes.
Okay. No.
Can
we just let life take its course and not obsess over this and get down?
Listen, that's fine if you don't want to be proven wrong. Spoken like a man who doesn't want the evidence to show that you've been on the wrong side the entire time.
And the thing is, he's not kidding.
No, he's not. He badly wants this.
The thing is, he's not kidding.
Nope. No, I'm just always looking out for show content. And if this ends up being out there, either way.
The show content is ancillary. You and I both know that the show content
Show content is always the number one.
I hope he said it.
It's always the number one.
I hope he said it.
That's the truth, Rich. Working with you, you're all about that content.
It's always number one.
Yes, no, no. In this case, you want to be right, regardless.
I just want it to be over. So, God bless you. If everyone else is wrong, and you happen to be right, great. All right, what were we going to talk to Ted Johnson about?
I want to talk about Josh Gordon.
I got to do something here.
Oh.
You want me to tease it here?
Okay.
All right, okay. Be listening this morning. You can see Bob Kelly we're talking about. Be listening this morning in about 7 minutes for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the 25th anniversary of Comics Come Home, hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, and more. Coming to the Garden on November 9th. Limited tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com. And now Bob Kelly is like, we're doing this show, Chip's show in New York. I'm going to get you on. And it's another live one.
Yeah.
Don't you want another chance?
You don't have to do it.
You don't want another shot at it? Having experienced it once and still being uncomfortable about it?
I do want to do it again.
Yeah.
Just to see if I can somehow put it together and not to bomb as badly as I did.
So it's like a challenge now.
I have people that were there, Fred. It wasn't, but according to them, you weren't nearly as bad as you think you were.
I had a friend who watched
Nick in the other room was there. He has said the day after you weren't as bad as you thought you were.
All right. Very good. All right. You know what? Let's take a break and then we'll give away the tickets. It gives Rich some quality time to look back and see what happened on the Stern Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the 25th anniversary edition of Comics Come Home, hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, Bobby Kelly. Coming to the Garden on November 9th. Limited tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com.
So yesterday was just another weird chapter in this Patriots season. And when the word first came out that Josh Gordon is going to be put on the IR, so immediately think, wow, okay, whatever injury he's been dealing with seems to be like a big deal. And then all of a sudden there's reports coming out that, according to Burt Breer, it wasn't a normal IR designation because he expects to be medically cleared real soon and that his knee injury is minor, so minor that Burt said he was doing 22 miles per hour on a treadmill yesterday, which doesn't sound like somebody who wouldn't be able to at least, you know, grit it out to play this weekend. On top of that, I guess according to Mike Giardi, Josh Gordon thought he was going to play this weekend. And on top of all that, Josh Gordon apparently found out on Instagram. The NFL put out a thing that said he was going to be designated to IR, and he posted underneath it, interesting, with a little emoji with a monocle on it. So what the hell is going on with Josh Gordon? And, like, how do you take this news?
Yeah, this is kind of fascinating because I thought they were all in on Josh Gordon, right? I mean, it's the only team that really was willing to give him another chance after Cleveland, at least. That's the assumption. And then they, after getting suspended last year, they went, you know, paid for his rehab supposedly this offseason, and then brought him back into camp. And so it just felt like they were all in, that they were going to give this guy every possible opportunity to, you know, to play for this organization. So I'm not so sure what's happened between the time that he got injured until now. Maybe Mohamed Sanu had something to do with that, but it is interesting, just that his short time here, all the signs show that the Patriots were all in on this guy, that they were willing to do whatever. And so it's a bit of a head scratcher. I will say this, a lot of people like to think that Bill Belichick has this, you know, this thing where everybody knows their role. Everybody, it leads into maybe Michael Bennett too, which we're going to get into, but that everybody knows where they stand. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing, that there's no misunderstanding or you're unclear of your situation, that it's clearly defined for you. That is not the case. The communication is not the best over there, and that's by design. Bill does not like to, I think, tell you exactly what he's thinking, really, ever.
Like almost because you would know where you stand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he wants you walking on eggshells all the time, constantly trying to prove yourself to him, and he thinks, I think, that's what gets the best out of players. So, It feels a little, I don't know, you could say maybe dirty, if you will. Maybe if for Josh Gordon to kind of react this way on Twitter, right? Yeah. Just clearly he feels like they maybe did him wrong or didn't explain things to him, or he's feeling like he's being duped. Much like we saw with maybe Demaryius Thomas here, you know, when he had his comments last week about how he was let go and maybe misled. So that's kind of how it works around there. It's just not, that's the way it is. And so I'm not surprised. I'm a little bit surprised that this is what's going on with Josh Gordon. Very rarely do you ever hear a report that a guy is being put on IR.
Yeah.
But then going to be released when he is fully cleared to be healthy. That's a report I've never heard anybody ever put out there.
It sounds like a shady loophole, doesn't it? Like, almost because if someone's on the IR, but you know that they're healthy, it sounds like it's a way to get money back that they owed him.
It sounds like it should be against the rules, right?
Right, it totally does. And so I don't quite understand it. Do you know the technicalities of of how much money they would be able to recoup or why you would do that to someone who sounds like they were expecting to play this weekend. Reports are he's going to be a free agent very soon.
Not sure there you can file a grievance. And I my feeling is, if I had to guess like which team has the most grievances filed against it every single year, it would probably be the New England Patriots. Those a lot of those grievances don't get reported, but where players will, you know, basically file a grievance in respect to, you know, their contracts and money they feel like they're owed, and the Patriots feel differently, and so they go obviously try to reconcile that. So that my feeling is there'll be a grievance down the road with Josh Gordon and the Patriots.
Isn't this one of those loopholes that teams love? This is why the NFL Players Association doesn't have a lot of power. I mean, he carries no cap hit. All just the base salary. There's no signing bonus here. Patriots can cut him whenever they want, and no money counts against the cap. So regardless if they put him on IR or don't put him on IR, if they just waive him, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, it'd be different if he had a Major League Baseball contract or an NHL contract or even an NBA contract, because there would be some damages there. But you know this as well as anyone, Ted. NFL contracts are the least guaranteed of any of the major four sports. And it seems like because Gordon signed for what he signed for, I mean, he has no backup, no protection against a move like this, regardless of whether or not he's on a roster.
Okay. No, it's
haptic silence in the room.
No.
I thought maybe I'd said something wrong.
No, not at all. No, it is kind of interesting. So I'm not sure what there's obviously a reason you're going to put him on IR as opposed to just clearly waiving him. I'm just not sure exactly what the benefit is to the Patriots.
I have this huge explanation in front of me that's going to take me forever to go through. But, I mean, he's not even owed that much money, so I don't even know how big of a deal.
$2 million a year, $2 million salary this year.
But it just does seem like you're doing a guy wrong.
Yeah, it did.
The first time. In this situation. Okay, real quick, Michael Bennett, because that is, I mean, we play the audio of him, and it's like, you know, did you learn anything? He goes, all I learned is that I didn't play and I lost money. Mm-hmm. He wants off this team, obviously.
Well, yeah, and I wasn't so sure, right? Because he gets suspended, but and it's last week, and then you don't hear from him, of course, for a week. And so you're wondering, like, okay, is he going to, there's one of two ways he can go. He can either accept his punishment and be like, all right, you know what, if I'm gonna have a, you know, if I want to stay on this team and, you know, play for a Super Bowl, I'll, you know, I got to keep my mouth shut and be the good soldier moving forward. Or you can chirp and then make it so tenuous that they have to maybe force their hand into doing something. Well, we clearly found out which direction he was going yesterday after practice, right? I mean, his comments were such that it lends you to think that he's not happy, his role isn't what he thought it was going to be, and it's just not working out here. And it is a little bit surprising to some degree, because if you remember how the Michael Bennett kind of tenure started here, it was, I mean, he didn't play for the first 3 days in training camp. And I'll never get, I was like, wow, you have an excused absence for the first 3 days of training camp? Chill Bill is in full effect. I mean, honestly, like, that's totally what Chill Bill is here to stay. And so Michael Bennett comes back after being away for 3 days, first 3 days, and says what? He says, they treat you like a man here. I respect that. It makes you want to play hard for this guy. Okay. And so everything's great in the Michael Bennett camp. And now, I mean, you just saw, and the Bert Breer and I always talk about this, the snap counts never lie. If you look at the snap counts for Michael Bennett's week one games to the next five, he just went down. So something was going on. My feeling is there's no buy-in from him. He doesn't want to accept his role, and so he's clearly not happy with the way they're playing him. And so, you know, it was leading up to a suspension. He gets suspended, and so you're just wondering, okay, how's he going to be when he comes back? Is he going to buy in, or is he going to further maybe push his way out of here? And it clearly, he looks like he wants out of here. So, you know, with the trade deadline is on what, on the 29th? So
it's Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah, it's right here.
So my feeling is I would think you would try and get rid of him. I mean, try and get something for him. I just don't know. A lot of people are going to assume they're going to cut him sooner rather than later.
Well, then he could go to another team in the AFC, which I'm sure Bill doesn't want.
Yeah,
so.
Are we really scared of Michael Bennett? I mean, I will say that, would I put it past Bill to think that way? No. That's how he thinks.
That's all that matters.
He thinks next level stuff like that. But it would be a little bit interesting, or kind of, I find it interesting that Bill would be worried about him going to another AFC team, just because I think Bennett's a good player. I just don't see him being the reason you don't, go far in the playoffs.
It's not going to be the difference between someone, you know, winning or losing, probably. All right, so Ted Johnson, hear him. Purian post game over there at NBC Sports Boston. Hear him right here on 98.5 The Sports. Are you working this weekend?
I'll be, I'm working. I'll do an early edition to tonight, actually, on NBC Sports Boston, and then I'll be doing the pre- and post game starting at 2:30 on NBC Sports Boston this Sunday.
All right, fantastic. No commercials here, just the headlines, and hopefully Danny Ainge.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.